Graham, did I mention that? I do want to thank again Teresa and the folks from Jason's Deli for bringing lunch by.
Yeah, really good.
So many deals working today. It's so nice. We're getting a little cloud cover now. It's a beautiful thing. Let's see. We've already heard Bill Belichick cry and Urban Meyer make excuses. We've been through a lot today. 433-1037. It's potpourri, whatever you're into. 1-800-477-1037. Talked a lot about the SEC. It's Big Ten Media Days, Nate, so maybe we can touch on a few things that aren't SEC-related, a few things to keep in mind and take a look at that are un-SEC-related in the upcoming college football season.
Okay.
All right? I've got 10 things here. You want to do a top 10 list?
Sure.
Matt, can I do a special top 10 Thursday? Would that be acceptable for you?
Absolutely.
Adam says, best bad guy in a movie, Alan Ford as Bricktop in Snatch. Amazing performance. Get him on the list. He is spectacular. There are so many good bad guys in Snatch, though, it would be hard to pinpoint one or the other. But he is great. He's sort of the main gangster in it. We were talking about Dennis Farina's also, and he was great in that movie. And God rest his soul, he passed away this week. That is a good one. He will not make the list, though, I'm sorry. Most people I know haven't seen that movie. I don't think there's enough mass appeal for that one to even make the list, but I would love for it. All right, 10 college football storylines not involving the SEC for the upcoming season. All these things would have been discussed with experts, but instead you'll have to settle for us. And if you want to agree, disagree, or otherwise, come on. Nate Olson's quite the expert.
Whatever you say.
I do. Sync Weekly. Check it out. SyncWeekly.com. Number 10, the latest star Mountaineer quarterback. Does it really matter who plays quarterback for West Virginia? The folks from Sporting News ask. His quarterbacks, Dana Holgorsen. His quarterbacks at Houston, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia have thrived in his pass-happy offense, although while he may start for the New York Jets this year, his quarterback didn't exactly have a great second half last year.
No.
This time around, it's Florida State transfer Clint Trickett. What a great name for a quarterback.
Yeah.
No relation to my buddy Brad, I assume, here in Central Arkansas. Says it could put up similar crazy numbers. Let's hope so. Oklahoma starts from scratch is number 9 on this list. For the first time since Bob Stoops arrived in Oklahoma in 99, the Sooners begin a season with no true stars, at least none yet, on either side of the ball. They say guard Gabe Icard is terrific, but who gushes over offensive linemen other than NFL scouts, especially a guard? Remember this, Stoops has won 8 Big 12 championships with 6 different quarterbacks. If he does it again with a 7th, Blake Bell will be the next big thing in Norman. He's had some pretty marginal quarterbacks who've done some pretty good things.
Yeah, and he's won, but it's the big games.
Josh Heupel?
The bowl games have been elusive for him, the national championship. He's been
Smith,
very good.
Was it Smith? What was Smith's name?
White.
Josh?
White was one of them.
Jason White?
Yeah. Yeah, White, Heupel, or
Heupel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 8 on the list, the BCS buster for 2013. Not only did Willie Taggart leave new Western Kentucky coach Bobby Petrino a talented and tough team. Oh, by the way, he does have the leading rusher coming back this year in Western history. 1,700 yards last year. Bobby's got some talent. Petrino has maybe the best non-BCS player in the game, running back Antonio Anders, I just mentioned. If he can mold strong-arm quarterback James Morrow into a legitimate threat, Western Kentucky has the non-conference schedule to impress voters, according to this list. Number 7, the next Tim Tebow's name's Taysom Hill. And if he played for an SEC team instead of BYU, he'd already have Tebow-like billing. He has the game. He has the frame. Only a knee injury midway through last year at the end of his second career start at BYU, when BYU was running out the clock, rather, kept him from a breakout season. Now, look, if you're going to be a Tim Tebow-like individual, BYU's a pretty good place to do it.
Yeah, yep.
The anti-Jim McMahon. Number 6 on this list of the top 10 non-SEC storylines from Sporting News, the tailback with a funky name in big game. His name is Bishop Sankey. You don't know him because Washington was just average last season. I do love Steve Sarkisian, though.
Yeah.
And the Huskies had a star quarterback, Keith Price, who didn't play like one when his offensive line couldn't protect, so they ran the ball. He had 1,439 yards last year in perhaps the quietest 1,400-yard season ever. Oh, and he also had 1,600 touchdowns as well. All right, top 5 on the list. Final year of the BCS. Can't come soon enough. Otherwise known as the most confusing year in college football history. Yep, try naming all 10 teams in the American Athletic Conference. Huh. And that's still a so-called BCS league.
Wow.
Louisville's a lock to win it, by the way.
Yeah.
The former Big East.
Yes, yes.
And Louisville's moving to the ACC, though, right?
I think so.
Yes. So confused. Pittsburgh and Syracuse are now in the ACC. The American Athletic has soaked up much of Conference USA, which restocked with Sunbelt programs, and the WAC is dead. At least the Mountain West is back in business, and Boise State, San Diego State played. They were going to be in the Big East, now they're staying put, so it's very wacky. Number 4, Sunshine State Turf Wars. Florida State, Miami, Florida. says Florida State could drop back down to number 3. Florida will be higher ranked in just about every preseason poll. But look who else is closing in fast, the Miami Hurricanes. I'm not sure I'm buying them. Just
no,
yet.
No.
Number 3, the Big 12's quarterback questions. Remember in 2012 when the Big 12 had quarterbacks all over the place? Well, they're all gone now. Goodbye, Geno Smith, Landry Jones, Colin Klein, Seth Dodge, Nick Florence. In their places, raging quarterback competitions. And we will see who shakes out at this one. Number 2 on the list, UCLA and USC. It says it looks like we already know who the Pac-12 is coming down to. The Stanford-Oregon game, with those two programs so far ahead of the rest of that conference. But the fight for L.A. has long-term enormous implications. If UCLA repeats as the division champ, what'll stop it from burying USC for an extended period of time? Here's hoping, right?
Yeah, Lane Kiffin.
It's a little easier for me to root for Jim Moore than Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, me too.
It's a little easier for me to root for Bin Laden. No, I'm kidding. Not quite.
Kiffin.
Last but not least, Michigan, Ohio State. Both these teams could be in line for BCS Bowls this year.
When those two teams are in the top five, that game is always big. But
officially, the rivalry is back. Buckeyes coming off a perfect season, although it didn't matter because they couldn't do anything in the postseason. The Wolverines have a dream schedule with the Notre Dame, Nebraska, and Ohio State games all in Ann Arbor. So, look forward to it.
Hey, and we mentioned about Urban Meyer, but a class act for him visiting the kid with cancer that named his cancer Michigan. Brady Hoke, another great tribute by going there and visiting the kid and giving him tickets to Michigan game.
The Michigan-Ohio State game, he gives the kid tickets to the game, even though this Ohio State fan called his cancer Michigan and said he was out to beat it.
Right.
It is a nice story, and it's great. Brady Hoke seems like a big, tough softy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Not very much.
For both those guys, that was a good gesture for that kid.
Nate, I don't know about you, but if you're thinking about dinner, as I am already, Crazy Mike's here to help. And it's all-you-can-eat wings on Thursday.
Oh, man.
All-you-can-eat wings
Sounds
on Thursday.
Good.
What's today?
Thursday.
Oh, how convenient. Look how good that works out. That's after 4 o'clock today at Crazy Mike's. You can go in there at 4 o'clock and start pounding wings. Stay till you go night-night.
Can't take them to go, though.
No.
Can't take a big bucket.
You can get them to go, but not on the all-you-can-eat deal.
Okay.
So, and the best thing about it, here's the reason I can't eat 10 million wings is because I can't eat them without the great Hush Puppies. These Hush Puppies are spectacular. If you're looking for something lighter, he's got gumbo and soup and salads and all kinds of lighter fare if you're looking for that. But I think, hey, all you can eat wings, it's hard to beat it. Crazy Mike's here to help you and fill up your belly with good stuff. So go by and take advantage. 200 North Bowman Road, Little Rock, Arkansas. Whether you're in the mood for garlic parmesan wings or lemon pepper wings, Thai chili wings, just your classic hot wings.